L-E-T-E-N-P-C.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Nope. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Nope. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
Coming up on podcast 1383, the new Kia Niro EV / e-Niro has been confirmed. Stick around, you've got all the details coming soon. Also on the show today, Porsche investing €500 million in electrification, Volkswagen teasing the world premiere of the Buzz and the Buzz Cargo, and Lotus, famous UK sports maker, these days owned by the Chinese, eyeing a public offering to generate revenue to go electric. Well, good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you're listening in the world. Welcome to EV News Daily. It's Tuesday, 22nd of February, and my name is Martin Lee, and I go through every EV story, so you don't have to. And welcome to a new Patreon executive producer, Heinrich Leisner. Thank you very much for your support. Heinrich, your name's in the show notes from now on. And if you get any value from this podcast, and you're listening right now and wondering whether to support, you don't have to, of course, maybe $5 or $10 a month, check out the Patreon page. patreon.com/EVNewsDaily. The BMW iX M60 has got its pricing out online, and we see that if you are in the market for a very, very nice car, there's not too much to tick on the options list, and that doesn't sound very German to me. The BMW iX, firstly, an incredible SUV, way out of my price range, but man, I can admire from afar, can't I? The M60 made its debut at the beginning of the year with a price tag of $105,000. And actually, that's a lot of money. You're in some real rare territory when you spend six figures. But unlike what is normally the case with many German cars, you've got to start hitting the options list to get a good one. The iX M60 is actually loaded with loads of really cool tech, and that is something which could make it more competitive with its competitors. Well, you could, I guess, spend a couple of $1,000s on the driving assistance professional package. You get your active driving assistance pro and your parking assistant. You could spend $1,000 on some soft close automatic doors and some fancy glass and wood controls. But really, the M version, the M60, doesn't really cost a lot more than if you get the xDrive 50, but just completely load it up to get the same spec. Now, you get a little bit less range, 25 miles less range. That's 280 miles of range compared to the xDrive 50 on 21 inches with a bunch of options ticked. The cheaper xDrive 40, which, if you think, Hangley hasn't mentioned that yet, it's on sale in Europe, but not coming to the US. So there you go. If you are in the market of spending a lot of money on an SUV, don't discount the M60, because most of the options list are already ticked, and it might be a car that you could consider. Look, even the cheapest iX, I can't consider, but it would be amazing to at least have a little play with one. If anyone, hey, BMW, send one my way. I probably wouldn't need it for much more than a year to fully road test it. I'll say nice things about it, probably, maybe. Send one my way. Porsche are next in the news, investing €500 million in their factory for EVs to make the electric Boxster and the electric Cayman. According to a report yesterday by the German branch of Automotive News, Porsche is already pouring money into the facility that builds them to transition over to electric vehicle production ahead of the planned switch to full battery electric power for both the Boxster and the Cayman. The brand has invested pretty much in EV construction when they built their Taycan facility. But this goes a lot further, actually. It's real progress in the brand's goal of having a third of its sales come from EVs by 2025 and two-thirds by 2030, says Roadshow by CNET.com. They write, production of the electric 718 replacements, which are based on the fantastic Mission R concept, begin 2023. Might be looking forward to a debut of both the electric Boxster and the electric Cayman sometime this year. You never know, could be released, could be teased, could be told all about it, ready for deliveries next year. Also, the next-gen Macan we know is coming. That will debut later this year with customers for 2023 built on that platform that will provide 800 volts and some really solid charging performance. Now we'll talk about Volkswagen teasing the double world premiere of two vehicles, which are one vehicle, but really it's two vehicles, the ID. Buzz and the ID. Buzz Cargo. As its pre-production models have been doing the rounds in Europe, and if you haven't by now, check out a lot of the YouTube videos which are online. Volkswagen are now counting down to the world premiere of the Buzz and the Buzz Cargo ahead of the launch on March the 9th. Now, I think it's going to be at South by Southwest on March the 8th, but a premiere, a worldwide launch, Wednesday, March 9th. I imagine what that means when they say that it's going to be the world premiere is we finally get all of the numbers, all of the stats, maybe some pricing as well, and we just get lots of confirmed details which didn't come out of all of the YouTube reviews which we've seen so far. We do know that the review versions they were driving was the 82 kilowatt hour battery, which you get to use 77 kilowatt hours of, that it has a rear-wheel drive 150 kilowatt electric motor. We know that was the spec they were driving in those camouflage drives. The top speed was 90 miles an hour. Range, we don't know. CarWow did what they called a range test, and it was, I saw them tease it. Wow, they're going to do a range test. That's amazing, because no one else got allowed to do that, but they didn't. They simply drove around a bit, used up a few percent, really not much actually, and then divided that by what they'd done and times it by 100 and came up with a number. That's, by the way, if you're new to EVs, that's not how you do a range test. You start at 100%, you drive it to zero, if you possibly can, or very, very close to zero, controlling for variables. So if you are doing it in extreme heat or cold or with a particular headwind, or if you, you know, you should be driving a loop, really, and that you communicate those variables as well at a certain given speed so that, because every variable affects an electric vehicle. So anyway, they said they did a range test. They didn't. But the number they came up with is 220 miles, which is, I did smile, because actually if the ID. Buzz came back with a WLTP or even EPA range of 220 miles, I think they'd be really happy with that. So actually, even though it was very rough and ready, the number, if it was 220, I kind of ironically thought to myself, well, actually, that probably wouldn't be too far off from the truth. The ID. Buzz has 1,121 litres of cargo space in addition to five passengers at launch. There will be a seven-seater. Cargo has load capacity of 3.9 square metres, has the partition wall. It will take two Euro pallets. That has plug and charge because it'll come with software 3.0, I believe. Yeah, no, it's pretty much a dead cert because the vehicle's out in September and VW 3.0 software's this summer, I believe. So yeah, it'll come with plug and charge. It'll come with vehicle to load or vehicle to house, actually, if you have the VW box on the side of your wall, even though that's not, you know, proper vehicle to grid integration, it will power your house. And the bi-directional charging will be on it from launch. I'll pop a link to Electrek in the show notes if you'd like more details about all of that. Now we'll talk about Lotus. Now, I'm a Norfolk boy from East Anglia, and so Lotus is a name close to my heart. And Lotus, the British sports car owned by the Chinese these days, Geely own it, is talking about a IPO, an OPO, a stock market listing, initial public offering. Why would they do that? Well, their ambitions are to sell 100,000 EVs globally in 2028. Well, last year they did 1,700 cars. That's a 60-fold increase. So yeah, they really do have to do something, and that is to get extra investment in. Not that Geely's a small company, but Lotus plans to launch four smart EVs in the next 5 years alone. This year it will launch the SUV, the Type 132. Then it will launch a four-door coupe, the Type 133. Now, Geely is one of the world's biggest car makers. Of course, a Chinese company is chasing that leading position in the EV market. And the public offering for Lotus could be one way of bringing in that investment, says the South China Morning Post. Link to the story in the show notes. Mercedes-Benz foresees EV-only production lines within just a few years, says Reuters. And it's something that is a bit of a head-scratcher with BMW and Mercedes, that they don't have dedicated EV lines. Rather, they have factories producing vehicles of all shapes and sizes, of all different powertrains. But they will produce exclusively EVs in certain factories by the second half of the decade, but are going to steer clear of building EV-only plants and keep their production lines flexible. They say that's what they do. That works for them, and who better to know their business than Mercedes-Benz, you know, to know their own business. From my point of view, it is always less efficient when you make a compromise, whether that is to make a vehicle able to take multitude of powertrains, and whether you make a production line that is designed to do three things, not one. It's always a compromise. It's not ideal, but it could be that they're navigating this really difficult phase between selling fossil gobbling cars to electric cars, and this is just the way that they're going to do it without completely destroying the existing markets that they sell into. They do foresee some of the production lines within factories switching to full electric sooner, says the production chief. He said to Reuters, and I quote, "We will certainly have some lines producing only electric vehicles. In the next few years, we also see whole factories switching to electric. That's a topic for the second half of the decade. 2.3% of Mercedes-Benz cars last year were full electrics, 11% if you include hybrids. Down the line, battery assembly and production could be brought nearer the car plants as the design of vehicles develops to integrate the battery more closely," said Mercedes-Benz. I'll pop a link to Reuters in the show notes so you can read more. Right, coming up, we'll talk about Giga Berlin expansion and how Texan EV drivers maybe hit in the wallet to help out with raising money. Stick around.
L-E-T-E-N-P-C. Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Okay. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
Headline story now, the Kia Niro EV is out in Sweden, and the specs are out in Sweden, I should say, and depending on what it's called where you listen, it'll either be called the Niro EV or the e-Niro. Range of the updated version, 287 miles WLTP, according to Kia Sweden's website. It has a 150 kilowatt motor, that's about 200 horsepower, and it has a 64.8 kilowatt hour battery. 287 miles is 463 kilometres, says Inside EVs. That's pretty similar spec to the outgoing Niro EV / e-Niro. Same power, same usable battery. Peak torque figure is probably wrong, though. The website claimed a peak torque figure that was significantly down on the outgoing model, so I think that may be a typo. I'll watch, wait and watch on that one. It's actually got bigger as well. The Niro EV has grown. It is a little bit longer. It's more spacious inside. The rear passengers have more legroom. The luggage compartment has grown to 475 litres. That's a 24-litre increase than the outgoing Niro / Niro EV. Never owned one of those, and we quite fancy one, actually. It had the Kona, a sort of cousin car, if you like, the Kona. But the Kona is smaller than the e-Niro, and we quite fancy owning one of those for 3 or 6 months to stick that in the driveway and see what it's like. You know what we'd do? We'd get the smaller 39 kilowatt hour battery, because when do we do road trips anymore? And if I needed to suddenly drive 1,000 miles in 2 minutes, I'd hire a car. You know what I mean? If there's an emergency, there's a family emergency or something, and I absolutely had to be somewhere instantly, and we had an EV with a 40 kilowatt hour pack, that's absolutely, you know, what I would do if needs must. Apart from that, I can't think of any other reason we wouldn't take a nice long road trip with a smaller battery Niro EV / e-Niro, because, you know, if you're sticking to reasonably good charging infrastructure, that car will charge perfectly fine enough at mid-70s. And like I say, never owned one, would very much like to have one in the driveway for a bit, just to say that we've lived with that. And the new one is looking much like the old one, like a good car. I just really, really hope they manage to keep their freakishly good efficiency. I mean, it's kind of witchcraft, really. Again, that's a compromise vehicle designed for multiple powertrains. Let's talk about Giga Berlin. Expansion plans are having to be put on ice, according to Electrive. Tesla is shelving plans to expand its Berlin plant beyond the initial capacity. And don't get me wrong, that initial capacity is 500,000 cars a year, and that is more than enough to really increase the amount of EVs that we see, Teslas, on European roads, according to one report in the German publication Automobilwoche. Instead, its own cell production will be pushed ahead first. According to this information, Elon Musk, and I quote, now wants to put all of his energy into the startup of car production and cell production, end quote, according to the company's sources. When the expansion of the current Gigafactory is completed in Berlin, it'll have 500,000 cars a year being made there. But according to recent reports, the further expansion plans, which are back in the drawer, back on the shelf for now, what they're going to do is they're going to mirror the current plant, i.e. construction of an identical but kind of mirror inverted, if that makes sense, plant next to the existing production line. If, think, you know, if you're a long-term listener of the podcast, what I've talked about with Shanghai, when they started with three, then they made Y, it wasn't identical, but it was somewhat of a mirror image. It's it allows areas to be shared by both production halls and then have to sort of central areas as well, which can be used for all the vehicles coming out of those factories. But of course, as I've told you about recently on the podcast many times, Tesla hasn't even got a permit to start the first factory because of environmental concerns over water. Enough water to power a town of 30,000, a new town. If you're going to build a town of 30,000 people, that's how much water is required from wells, from the groundwater in the area where the factory is, which they say is part of the plan for the first build. But of course, you know what Tesla's like. I wouldn't say a bull in a china shop, but they're a growth company. And so before they'd even started making cars in Berlin, they were talking about the plans to expand. That, of course, gets the environmentalists extremely concerned because there's already concern about the amount of water it's using, let alone doubling it. And they say, well, that would be completely out of the question. I imagine Tesla will revisit that at some point in the future. I don't know. What do you think? Let me know. Otherwise, that if they said we're going to double it, they wouldn't even get the first permit because there's no way, you know, unless we start importing water from an extremely long distance away. Very fascinating to watch that, by the way. Tensions, of course, passions run high with people on both sides of arguments often. Well, let's go to Texas, where EV drivers may have to pay $400 to drive around, according to an article last year by Car and Driver. Texan lawmakers are considering the implementation of a new bill to charge new EV owners an extra fee. And for those who drive over 9,000 miles a year, an additional fee on top of that could be $450, maybe even, to drive around their electric vehicle. The rationale of the state is that you're not paying any gasoline tax, according to Inside EVs. While it makes sense that states need to find a way to correctly address the situation as more drivers switch to EV, there's no consensus yet on the best way to handle it. Some states just charge EV owners an upfront fee to register their new vehicles. Car and Driver, though, recently noting that the proposed Texas Senate Bill 1728, if you want to look it up, aimed to increase fees for EV owners to make up for gas tax they're not paying, and that would help raise the money used by Texas State Highway Fund in 2022. Now, obviously, with the geopolitical situation at the moment, with Russia's invasion of Ukraine, always interesting to have a look at Russia through the lens. This is obviously not the most important thing in the world right now. Our thoughts go to those in any conflict. Thoughts go to what will happen if there are sanctions on the Russian economy from Western states. Obviously, I don't see the US and the UK piling troops into Ukraine to fight on the ground against Russia, but there's so many tools at the West's disposal, like economic sanctions. And looking at that through the lens of electric vehicles. I thought it was interesting to find this article on the Bell.io website, which says an investigation published yesterday at whether Russia can catch up with the pace setters in EVs. This new document envisages that by 2030, there could be 1.4 million EVs on Russia's roads with 144,000 charging stations. Last year, it wasn't anywhere near 1.4 million. It was 12,000 electric cars in Russia and no more than 400 charging stations of all shapes and sizes in total. More importantly, is the issue for capacity for charging stations. According to the accounting firm PwC, PricewaterhouseCoopers, the electric vehicle market in Russia will grow by 82% a year through to 2030. Of course, all of these numbers, these stats, are done long before we start talking about economic sanctions, freezing different financial institutions and ways of moving around money, even being able to sell your goods into Russia. Even things like whether you can use your Apple Pay card in the shop. All these things are tools at the disposal of the West in order to cripple Russia financially. And if this war lasts an incredibly long time, or this conflict continues to last, you know, a long time, the damage to the economy, which just means they will stick with fossil fuel. That's the one thing that Russia has got, and that is oil and gas, and they'll stick with those. The rest of the world will go one way, and Russia will go the other. Not good for many, many reasons. It appears Russia is a decade late with electric vehicles. It's hard to imagine them moving forwards at this stage, like I say, with much bigger things to worry about in the world, but always good to think about all these other things as well and make them a discussion point with you on the podcast. Hey, question of the week. There'll be a two-weeker this time, so we'll read out your answers to question of the week Sunday, 6th of March. What's the best-looking EV on the market right now, and tell me why? I'd love to hear from you. You can email me hello@evnewsdaily.com. Thank you so much to our premium partners, Phil Roberts of Electric Future, Brad Crosby, Porsche of the Village in Cincinnati, Audi of Cincinnati East, Volvo Cars of Cincinnati East, National Car Charging on the US mainland and Aloha Charge in Hawaii, Derek Riley from the EV Review Island YouTube channel, Richard at rsev.co.uk for buying and selling EVs in the UK, and emobilitynorway.com. Have a good and see you tomorrow. And remember, there is no such thing as a self-charging hybrid.
L-E-T-E-N-E-Z. Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com. Legends, the greatest social casino experience, has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.